This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Monday, September 26, 2016. I'm Mark Boulanger. In Brazil, a former president and labor leader has been maliciously charged with corruption by right-wing forces angry at his commitment to the poor and workers. Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, known popularly simply as Lula, has been indicted on charges of corruption. With no credible evidence presented, Lula has been charged with allegedly masterminding a $1 million bribery and kickback scheme. Labor unions in Brazil and around the world are supporting Lula, saying he is being victimized by very powerful right-wing forces who want to return Brazil to corporate-controlled fascism. One of the international labor organizations supporting Lula is Industrial. Industrial represents 50 million union members working in a wide range of sectors, from mining to garment production. Kemal Özkan is the Assistant General Secretary of Industrial.
Neoliberal attacks recognize no limits. Conservative forces intensify their attacks against labor in each and every area. Their recent target is former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Comrade Lula, together with his family, is now victim of an intensified campaign. Industrial Global Union joins the progressive forces, Brazilian and global union movement, civil society, and all our allies in defense of Comrade Lula. It is obvious to us that Lula is a symbolic target because he managed a huge social and economic progress in Brazil, because he has shown that another Brazil, another world is possible. Conservative forces in Brazil and in the rest of the world are seeking to turn the clock back. They want to take a revenge from the social and democratic process which Comrade Lula managed to make. They want to hand Brazil over into a handful elite, right-wing media and capital. But no way. We will never allow them to do this. Returning back to past is a threat to Brazilian people as well as to the rest of the world. This is why Industrial Global Union is calling on all our affiliates throughout the world and all our allies who share our progressive values and democracy to be part of this strong voice. One last message to Comrade Lula. Companheiro Lula, você é nosso herói. O ataque contra você é o ataque contra nós. A luta vai continuar até a vitória.
There has been substantial progress made in women's rights, but equal pay for work of equal value is still a long way off. That is the conclusion of a recent United Nations conference. Matthew Wells of UN Radio reports.
A high-energy video opened proceedings with a flurry of statistics showing evidence of substantial progress in the quest for greater gender equality and women's rights this year. The panel's interim report highlights seven drivers to unlock the power of women to achieve greater financial independence, including discriminatory laws, greater access to loans, and crucially, the gulf between paid and unpaid work. Describing himself as a firm feminist, the Secretary-General was upbeat about the long-term fight for greater gender equality.
I firmly believe by 2030, this planet will be 50-50 planet. Let's work for that. One of achieving this goal is through women's economic empowerment. This is a uniquely potent way for women to have greater choice and exert control over their own lives.
Tying the high-level panel's work into the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals, one of its members, Rinana Jabvala from India, outlined the central problem she was hoping to address.
And who is being left behind? It is the women at the base of the economic pyramid. Those are the 800 million women who work in the informal economy, who are faced with really systemic barriers to decent work.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.